This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now for an unusual crowdfunding meets public awareness campaign. The United Nations has set up a GoFundMe to help raise $129 million from anyone who wants to help. As Daniel Ackerman reports, it's about avoiding an environmental disaster in the Red Sea.
Parked 4 miles off the west coast of Yemen sits an old oil tanker, the FSO Safar. It's got about 1 million barrels of crude aboard, and, says Yemen's ambassador to the U.S., Mohammed al-Hadrami, for the last 8 years, the Safar has done nothing but rust.
There's a ticking bomb off the shore of Yemen ready to explode at any moment.
Explode or spring a leak, because the ship has barely been maintained since about 2014. That's when Houthi rebels seized the area from Yemen's government amid a brutal civil war. The Safar can no longer move on its own, and experts say the ship needs intervention now.
If we don't act, the Red Sea will turn black.
David Gressley is the UN's humanitarian coordinator for Yemen. He says an oil spill would make Yemen's hunger crisis worse by poisoning local fisheries. It could also halt drinking water desalination and bring shipping to a standstill. The good news? After years of negotiation, the UN has signed a deal with the Houthis to avert disaster. The plan is to transfer the oil off the Safar onto a new, more secure tanker. So, how to pay for the operation?
We thought that a crowdfunding would be a way to take it to the global public, to generate local awareness, also media awareness. And then secondly, of course, we needed funding.
$129 million of funding, to be exact, of which the UN hopes to raise $29 million from the public.
The business case for this is very straightforward. Just to clean up, if there's a spill, it would cost $20 billion. So $29 million looks really small in comparison. You don't even have to be a finance major to figure that one out.
You don't, but there's a reason some in the global community might be slow to pony up, says Ian Ralby, CEO of the maritime consultancy IR Consilium.
We have to be prepared for this to ultimately end up being essentially a very expensive gift to the Houthis. They get a free tanker. I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
A good deal for a group the U.S. has labeled a terrorist organization as recently as 2021. The Houthis still control the area and would likely keep control of the oil and the new tanker, at least until the U.N. strikes a new deal. I'm Daniel Ackerman for Marketplace.